1 Chronicles chapter 4. The sons of Judah were Perez and Hezron and Carmi and Hur and Shobal. And Re'ayah the son of Shobal bore Jahath. And Jahath begot Ahumai and Lahad. Those were the families of the Zorathites. And these were the fathers of Atam, Jezreel and Ishma and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazlelponi. And Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Hushah. Those were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. And Ashur, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Helah and Naarah. And Naarah bore him Ahuzam, and Hefer, and Temeni, and Ha'ahashtari. Those were the sons of Naarah. And the sons of Helah were Zereth, Izhar, and Ethnan. And Koz begot Anub, and Hazorbeba, and the families of Aharhel, the son of Harum. Now Jabez was more honoured than his brothers, and his mother called him Jabez, and said, "It is because I bore him in sorrow." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, and said, "If only you would make a point of blessing me, and increasing my territory, and your hand would be with me, and you would act keeping me from harm, so that I may not have sorrow." And God brought about what he had asked. And Kelub, the brother of Shuhah, begot Mehir. He was the father of Eshton. And Eshton begot Bethrapha, and Pasea, and Tehina, the father of Ir-Nahash. Those were the men of Rekah. And the sons of Kenaz were Othniel and Seraiah. And the sons of Othniel were Hathath and his line. And Meonothai begot Ophra. And Seraiah begot Joab, the father of the valley of Harashim, for they were craftsmen. And the sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, were Iru, Elah, and Naam. And the sons of Elah were Kenaz and his line. And the sons of Jehalel-el were Ziph and Ziphah, Tiriah and Asarel. And the sons of Ezra were Jether and Mered and Efer and Jalon. And she bore Miriam and Shammai and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. And his wife Jehudijah bore Jered, the father of Gedor, and Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. And those were the sons of Bithiah, Pharaoh's daughter, whom Mered took. And the sons of the wife of Hodijah, the sister of Naham, were the father of Keilah the Garmite, and Eshtemoah the Maakathite. And the sons of Shimon were Amnon and Rinnah, Benhanan and Tilon. And the sons of Ishi were Zoheth and Benzoheth. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, were Er, the father of Lekah, and Laada, the father of Mareshah, and the families of the house of fine linen work, of the house of Ashbeah, and Jochim, and the men of Kozebah, and Joash and Saraph, who ruled over Moab and Jashubi-Lehem. And the records are ancient. Those were the potters and the inhabitants of Netaim and Gederah. They accompanied the king in his work, and they lived there. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel and Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, Saul, Shalum his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son. And the sons of Mishma were Hamuel his son, Zakur his son, Shimi his son. And Shimi had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many sons, and their family as a whole did not multiply to the extent the sons of Judah did. And they lived in Beersheba and Moladah and Hazar Shual, and in Bilhah and in Ezem and in Tolad, and in Bethuel and in Hormah and in Ziklag, and in Beth Markaboth, and in Hazar Susim, and in Beth Biri, and in Sha'araim. These were their cities until David reigned, and their villages were Etam, and Ain, and Rimon, and Tokin, and Ashan, 5 cities. And all their villages, in the areas surrounding these cities, extended as far as Baal. This was their homeland, and their place of genealogical registration, which they had. And as for Mishobab, and Jamlech, and Joshah, the son of Amaziah, and Joel and Jehu, the son of Joshibiah, the son of Seraiah, the son of Asiel, and Elioenai and Jaakobah, and Jeshohiah, and Asaiah, and Adiel, and Jesimiel, and Benaiah, and Zizah, the son of Shifi, the son of Alon, the son of Jediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shimaiah. These are those who came in high standing, leaders among their families, and the house of their fathers expanded profusely. And they went to the approach of Gedor, as far as the east of the valley, to look for pasture for their sheep. And they found rich and good quality pasture, and the land was wide on both sides, and quiet and calm, for the inhabitants there had for a long time been those descended from Ham. And those who were registered by their names in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, came and attacked their tents and the dwelling places which were found there, and they obliterated them, as they are up to this day. And they lived there in place of them, for there was pasture for their sheep there. And some of them from the sons of Simeon went to Mount Seir, 500 men, and Pelatiah and Naariah and Rephaiah and Uziel, the sons of Ishi, were at their head. And they struck down the escaped remnant of the Amalekites, and they have been living there up to this day.